In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The life of Venerable Benoit Roncarel was surrounded by angels, and the presence of our Mother, the Virgin Mary, as though to a beloved daughter they were enlightening and guiding and correcting her, so that she faithfully fulfilled her mission of receiving the pilgrims of the Marian Shrine and encouraging them to confess to improve their lives. Venerable Benoit lived in intimate union with the saints, as well as with the angels. She had some saints to whom she was specially devoted, such as Saint Dominic, also known as Dominic of Osma, for being a tertiary of the Dominican Order or the Order of Preachers. She also had a very special devotion to Saint Joseph. On March 19, 1696, Venerable Benoit was in her town of San Esteban and was preparing to celebrate Saint Joseph, but her angel introduced himself to her and told her that she should go to the Mass of Laos to celebrate the feast of Saint Joseph. She obeyed and found many people to whom she gave a lot of useful advice. On some occasions, Saint Joseph himself appeared to her. One day, Saint Catherine of Siena and Saint Barbara appeared to Venerable Benoit Roncarel, the first wearing a crown of thorns and the second a gold crown, and they said to Venerable Benoit, "If you want to wear a golden crown in heaven, you must wear a crown of thorns here on earth." Another day, Saint Gervasius appeared to her, the patron saint of the place. His two spiritual directors also appeared to her after their deaths, Jean Petieu and Hermite. When the Virgin Mary took her to visit heaven, she saw her mother and an immense crowd of blessed ones who smiled at her like a beloved sister. When Father Jean Petieu appeared to Venerable Benoit, he gave her a large quantity of red medals of Jesus and the Virgin Mary and of saints. She distributed them and was delighted to do so. One night, her angel helped her to bring these medals from the mountain where the demons had hidden them. The Virgin Mary regularly gave her medals, which Venerable Benoit Roncarel distributed. Here we can see the importance that the Virgin Mary and the angels give to the blessed medals, as well as the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, also known as the Brown Scapular, as a means of protection against the devil and help in our weaknesses. Venerable Benoit Roncarel knew that demons normally lie, but sometimes they tell the truth, forcing her to pray. The demons boasted of acts that a person does, especially if they were religious. A demon one day messed up all the clothes she had stored in a chest and took some nuts that she ate at that moment. The demon broke two rosaries and soaked some of Venerable Benoit's dresses with oil. During the winter of 1687, the demons carried Venerable Benoit at night to some inaccessible rocks from which she could not descend alone, and the angels had to go to get her out of there. Between 1688 and 1692, the demons carried Venerable Benoit Roncarel two or three times a week. Between 1692 and 1709, the kidnapping occurred about 50 times a year. The hermit Aubin, who related these events just as Venerable Benoit Roncarel told him, tells us that her angel returned her about 20 times from a place from where it was impossible to leave alone. One night there was so much snow that Venerable Benoit could not return to Laos alone. Four angels appeared and took her into her room. On another occasion, when Venerable Benoit was being carried away from her home by the demons, her angel appeared to her and with his clarity pointed the way. On September 16, 1701, her angel carried a large torch that illuminated the surrounding area and at the same time spread soft smells. Currently, there is a statue that commemorates this event on the path where the angel passed. After the Christmas Mass of December 25, 1700, and the procession of angels that there had been, a demon presented to her. Venerable Benoit believed it was an angel who had been left behind. She asked him, "What are you doing here? The others are far away." It replied, "It does not matter, I will catch up with them, but don't tell me about the procession." Then she realized that it was a demon, and the demon disappeared. On March 12, 1670, a demon threatened her with death when she was in her room. Her angel came to protect her. The angel attacked the demon and shouted, "You will not harm her." The demon replied, "I will make her die for all the people she converts." And the demon disappeared. the angel encouraged Venerable Benoit to resist with prayer and holy water. On May 20, 1690, the demons bothered her all night in her room, and when they left, the room was full of very mild smells, a sign that some angel had been present, witnessing their combat. Again in church, she saw the demons in front of the confessional. They laughed and gnawed their nails while people confessed, as if they wanted to express their state of mood. The demons was not content to yell, threaten, or curse. The demon also hit her sometimes. One day, Venerable Benoit was at the door of the church, and a demon began to shout at her, "I am going to kill you. I am going to cause you so much trouble that you are going to die of sadness." Then her angel appeared to her and reassured her, saying, "Do not be afraid. Continue your mission." The demons appeared to her in hideous figures, but they pretended to be human persons. Father Gaillard claimed that the demons had taken human figures more than 30 times. One day, Venerable Benoit saw a little boy crying in her room. She thought it was a demon and made the sign of the cross. Then there was a great noise and the boy disappeared. Another day, she discovered a demon that looked like a man, dressed in red, with a red and yellow bonnet on his head. Sometimes the demon disguised himself as a remarkable and aristocratic man. He even went so far as to disguise himself as an angel. Sometimes the demons had dark human figures with long mustaches, red eyes, hands with eagle claws, and they wore red dresses with a small hat of the same color. They also took the form of animals, donkeys, dogs, goats, snakes. One afternoon, a beast the size of a bird was presented to Venerable Benoit Roncarel, which went through the open window, leaving a very bad smell. Sometimes the demons were presented to her as half animal and half human. When the demons transported Venerable Benoit to distant places or high places, she invoked her angel, and immediately he came to help her leave the place, and even accompanied her to her house. God allowed the demons to take her to other places, or to beat her in her room, but in the end, the angels came to her aid and left her the joy of their good smells and of triumph over the demons, having thus won great merits for the salvation of souls. One day, when the demons had made her suffer by taking her away from her room, when she returned with the help of her angel, she realized that a piece of cloth from her dress was missing. Her angel promised Venerable Benoit Roncarel to bring it to her, and indeed, a few moments later, the angel brought it to her. Another day, the angel brought her the keys that she needed and that she had lost. The demons tormented her for 50 years, threatening her, kidnapping her, and taking her to deserted places, beating her and making her suffer in 1,000 ways with the permission of God. Venerable Benoit Roncarel personally learned to know the malice of the demons and how terrible it is to fall into their clutches and go to hell to be under their rule for all eternity. She defended herself with the means that the church indicates to us: holy water, the sign of the cross, prayer, and blessed object. One day, a demon shouted at her, "If you take it, I will devour you." But she poured holy water on the demon to get the demon out of the place. Her angel encouraged her to continue suffering in her struggles with the devil and told her that she had two invincible weapons: prayer and the sign of the cross with holy water. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.